Oh, good to be back. Brock and Hunter and the Plan B After Show podcast weekly review. I'm sorry if I'm going to be, you're probably going to see me tongue in my tooth. I had a chunk of my filling.
We don't need to see it.
That's gross. You do. Look in my mouth. Look in my mouth.
Yeah. What you going to be doing? You know, that reminds me. So we were golfing. I'm not going to say we were golfing, but it was a nice golfing spot. Yeah. And so it's already kind of has that little snooty feel to it, you know, that like, you know, so the guy at the counter, super nice guy. He really was old guy. And, you know, as I'm leaving, yeah, thanks, blah, blah, blah. And he gives me a nice smile. You know, I'm like, damn, dude, it like fucking set me back. I'm like, your mouth does not match the rest of your body. So he had the dentures, you know, like the like, and I mean, just over the top, dude.
Yeah,
like straight chiclets, you know, and like every time he smiled, I'm like, that's it probably looks better than having, you know, a beat up mouth, but still, it's not much better. It's like too much, you know.
You can't find a middle ground. That's what always whenever I see dentures, and I'm sure at some point I'm probably gonna have a mouth full of them, but it's like, do you think you could just maybe pick a little bit off white color? You don't need, you know, porcelain white teeth. Right?
Yeah, your teeth are whiter than my toilet, man. That is,
it's insane. That is white. Yeah.
Some of them, dude, are just like so ridiculously over the top. You know. Anyway, it just reminded me of that from the other day.
Did it look like this?
God, dude. Straight up Gary Busey, you know?
There's something about very teeth.
God.
I like a guy with big teeth. Anyway.
It's like the mask, you know, Jim Carrey from the mask.
I'm not there yet. Like all these ones are fine and these are good. It's just I'm starting to have issues back in the back. That's the ones that I've neglected. You got pretty good teeth. Your teeth aren't too beat up.
And bottom ones are crooked.
You know what I hate now? What?
It's not, I don't smile when I smile. You don't see my bottom teeth.
No, because
you know, can we address something? If you smile like this, fucking relax a little. Relax your face. That's not a smile. That's a look of like it's like right before you're gonna get murdered. Like, you know, like the natural smile. Like some people just don't have it. They don't have the natural like.
I'm having a good time.
Right. It's like you've either been drinking whiskey your entire life or you just don't know how. Like, man.
Yeah. But no, I figure at some point, if I could hold on to these all right, you know, they're doing good. They're straight and they're good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my back, dude, they're all. I got a tooth pulled. I got that cavity that's giving me problems. Yeah. So,
you have a fake one, right?
What, fake tooth? No fake teeth. This no one, teeth? That one's dead from a bicycle accident.
No, it's dead. That's right. It's not fake.
Yeah, they had to drill that out. So it's like,
hey, you know what? You're lucky it didn't turn color.
Dude, I can't. I'm just waiting for that day. I don't know how. I don't know if maybe because I got it treated quickly. I honestly don't know. That should be gray or yellow and falling out of my head.
Yeah, dude. I know people that have that. Yeah, it's like the dead root and it turns like an off color.
I'm always so paranoid that that's going to happen one day. Or like if I hit that tooth, I'm like, oh no, that's going to set it off. That's going to finally. But
you hit a bottle while you're drinking.
It's that one right here. Yeah, and literally, dude, like if you look at the x-rays, you can see where they had to drill up and then clean it out and everything. Awful.
It's just awful. Hey, you go to the dentist a lot?
No, just for my cleanings. You know what I will say? What?
I haven't been to the dentist. I couldn't tell you in how long.
You should probably go, buddy. Do you have dental insurance?
I mean, probably, maybe. Dude, it's, you know. What? I mean, I take care of my teeth. I floss. I brush them.
But you still got to get
still
in.
Need the cleaning. What do they do? What the fuck do they do?
They get to the areas that they get underneath the gums and everything like that. I'm sure.
I think your dentist is duping you a little bit. He just wants your money. He needs you to come back every 6 months.
You know how I know my dentist isn't duping me? Because I still have a hole where I got my teeth pulled or my tooth pulled. And they're like, well, you should probably put a thing in there. I'm like, no. How much does that cost? $1,200. I'm fine. It's in the back. No one's gonna see it.
Yeah. I'll have a hole in my head.
You know how many crowns I should have at this point? Get the fuck out of here. Right? Get out of here.
I'm calling Dennis out a little bit though here. I don't think you need to see him every 6 months.
I think the flossing thing is a bunch of bullshit too. So whatever.
No, it's not. That's why I don't have to go to the damn dentist all the time. Because
these teeth are fine. All right. But see, you still can't, even if you floss and brush every day, twice a day, it's still going to get tartar buildup and stuff like that. Maybe not as bad.
Compared to what? Not
what?
I mean, not flossing your teeth. I mean, that's why you have to go to the dentist.
No, I'm saying, no. You still need to maintain. They can get you, even if I was saying, if you floss and brush every day, you still get tartar buildup. You still get all that shit on there.
You know what else I'm calling bullshit on? As long as we're talking about mouth, you know what? Who cares about the fucking review? Let's just talk about teeth today. You know, we're going straight dentist.
That's fine.
Do you have an electric toothbrush?
I did. And then I left it at my folks' house. So now I went back to my manual one, but yeah.
I think they're bullshit. I think it's a marketing bullshit scheme. Just because it rotates doesn't mean it's fucking doing anything different. I don't think it's
doing as much of a difference. What I like is that it's less work. Like, so I can just go like that,
That's not how you should be brushing your teeth, though. You should be getting in there and scrubbing.
Just
letting that thing run out across your teeth is not cleaning your teeth. You gotta get in there. See, this is another thing.
You can brush too hard though, too, Hunter. You need to go to the dentist. I'm worried.
I don't think so. Here's where I'm at. Yeah. It's hard to find them too. I get the firm toothbrush. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
But I like the firm toothbrush, and I get in there with some vengeance, dude. You know.
Yeah, but that's
bad. I'm there to clean my teeth.
That can cause receding gums if you're too hard on there too. You know.
You say you call me a horse mouth.
Yeah, easy there, Seabiscuit. Take it easy on your phone.
Some people do have that smile, though. And I feel that.
You look like a fireman. Yeah, fireman Bill.
Damn. You know?
You got to live up there.
Just cares.
No, it's good for the routine cleanings, and I'm much better about that. I think the problem is that all the years of drinking carbonate, and I have to watch it now. Like all the years of carbonated beverages, I think I got soft teeth now because I've seen more problems.
I get soft teeth.
That's a little.
Yeah, rubber teeth. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, rubbery teeth, man.
What I do think though is amazing is that when I got my tooth pulled, they didn't put me under. All they did was numb the area, and straight up like the scene in Almost Heroes where he's
he's got his foot on your chest.
There was nothing scientific about that. They just grabbed a pair of pliers and wiggled that thing until it popped out.
I got my wisdom teeth pulled, same thing. They didn't put me under, and it was weird. I just remember I was like, damn, that's an incredible amount of pressure on my jaw right now. Like,
that was
you're really yanking on that thing.
That was what I actually noticed more, because I had a weird thing in my back. My one wisdom tooth like halfway came through. Is weird. So I got that one finally pulled, but they didn't put me under for that. But all the way in the back, dude, my jaw was sore for a fucking for 3 months, because just they just wrenching on that thing.
They're yanking bones out of your head, you know.
Yeah, honestly, though, the worst part about the dentist is the Novocaine shot. I hate that, man. I hate that Novocaine shot. A little pinch between your cheek and gum, and it's like,
the whole pain thing is weird. You just got
to. Is that why you don't go to the dentist? Are you scared? Are you scared to go to the
dentist? I'm not scared of the dentist. No, you know what? No, you shut up. I have to give myself shots every day in the stomach, you know, with a needle. So don't give me any shit. You know? Here's another question. Do you ever bleach your teeth?
No, I've never done that. That's so bad on your teeth, man. That's so hard on your teeth.
Pretty bad on your teeth. So here's another thing you're gonna laugh at. So I have like the strips or whatever. I get some like certain ones off of Amazon. They're pretty strong.
Yeah,
strong. And like my wife, she's even like, "What are you doing?" And I wear them overnight.
Jesus Christ! You need to go to the dentist. Right?
But only like maybe once a month.
Just get in there real deep.
So they're like, so listen, I know this is ridiculous, and I might be toothless in like 3 years, but I've been doing it for a little bit, and my teeth are fine. So they like recommend 30 minutes, you know, 30 minutes a day, you know, top and bottom.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, how about just overnight once a month?
once a month.
I'm telling you. You wake up and you're like, damn, you pull that. Dude, there's a couple times where I woke up and I'm like, it's not there.
You swallowed it.
I'm looking at everyone on my pillow. I'm like, no, it's not. Damn, wait, I swallowed it in my sleep.
Weren't you telling me that your teeth were like the wind hit it and it was sensitive? Like you were,
I used to have really sensitive teeth. Now they're not as sensitive anymore. I think it went past
the sensitivity. You burned through the layer. You burned through the nerves.
The nerves now are just burnt.
Yeah. Now it's just dead teeth. You just have a mouthful of white dead teeth.
You know?
That's hilarious. Jesus. Go to the dentist, Hunter. All right.
I don't even know who my dentist is. I don't think I have one.
Yeah, you get a free
tooth. If my mom saw this, she'd be so disappointed.
She's going to make the appointment for you and be like, God damn it.
She would. She honestly would. You're going to the dentist.
Oh, I love that. anyway, so yeah. So we seriously talked 11 minutes about our teeth. Yeah, whatever.
Hey. But, it's talent. No,
I'm just waiting to the day when I can afford, because a good set of dentures is like $10,000. So I'm just going to wait till I can afford that. And then just
one last thing. Why do they always got to be square and white? Like if you lose your teeth, you should be able to get like, I don't know, like sharp teeth, sharp, you know, you should be like different styles,
all different sizes. Just a, hey, give me those, you know, those fake hillbilly teeth. That's what I want.
Billy Bob teeth. Right?
I told you, I still want a gold tooth. I want that one to be a gold tooth right there.
God, dude, you straight Post Malone, dude. Don't right
teardrop.
Bam Margera.
Gold tooth. I'm going to look awesome. I'm going to look awesome, man. Hiya, pal.
Jesus.
All right. Well, Hunter, go to the dentist. Everyone else, brush your teeth, for God's sakes. Good enough. All right, folks, that's going to do it for our weekly review. We didn't cover the week at all. You know what? That's fine. There's nothing happening. Yeah, all right. Well, hey, we'll see you next time for more Brock and Hunter, the After Show podcast. Later.